When man is natural at peace, there is no becoming. You are relaxed in the moment, like everything else is. You're functioning in this moment, just like this river you hear. Only the mind is restless. And all your problems, all your worries, all your questions is just because the mind is so busy, unruly. And for some reason, you became identified with the mind. So, I call this retreat the hidden harmony, because the harmony is there. Everybody has this harmony, this inner harmony. But it's hidden. Because you got identified with the noise, with the thinking, with the becoming. So every human being would like peace, would like happiness. But that is impossible to have before you become natural. So the senses also. That's why I wanted you to look into your senses, because everybody knows you have senses. But if you are not aware, if you are not conscious, then the senses takes you out. That is the negative side. The positive side is that they can bring you back. But that takes awareness, that takes consciousness. And it doesn't seem like there is much awareness in the world with what people do, with the mess people are in. So the only way to become more natural, at peace, is to bring yourself back. And there is many, many, many doors, many, many techniques to do that. The beautiful thing with the senses is that they are always there with you. Because everybody have them. And maybe you are more connected with one sense, with your hearing, with your seeing, with your tasting, with your sensitivity, touching. That depends on you. But it all depends on you, where you focus your own energy. Because you are trained, everybody is trained to go out. And everybody is a slave of the opinions of others. Then you don't feel yourself. And that's the mess we became. You are worried what other people think, than to know yourself. And maybe never before has it been such a mess as now. And especially the eyes, all the senses in a way, but look at the eyes, how much they are occupied. You need to see something. The cell phone, the computer. People become slave of it. They say that now it is as addictive as heroin. The new generation is totally addicted. Maybe you yourself is totally addicted and you never reflected on it. That's how it goes when you are unconscious of what you are doing. You become a product out of the society, which is already unconscious, which is there to get money from you. That's the only value, to get something from you. So no, just reflect on it. If you use your eyes in all kinds of stupid things, they are always restless. If you start observing the nature, a flower, that will slowly, slowly slow you down, bring you peace, bring you into the moment. But it's much more normal that you watch something. So think about the children, they're watching a horror movie, something really exciting. Chainsaw Massacre. Last thing before you go to bed. Something splashing. Just imagine that input, and that's how we got used to. You are used to feeding yourself in all different ways. Or a Brazilian soap opera, almost the same. But then that is in your mind. So keep that image in your mind and think how it is if you sit and watch the Starry Night before you go to bed. What that will do to you. That's how you can use your senses consciously. You have to deprogram yourself. But nobody is thinking about it because everybody is like everybody else. This is the sheep mentality. Nobody is thinking for themselves. What the fuck am I doing? Is this normal? And this taste buds, it wants a juicy double McDonald's with cheese and french fries, just and wash it down with some milkshake. Very good. Just think what that, how the stomach feels with that instead of an apple or a mango. So everything you can see out of consciousness or unconsciousness, you can use them creative to bring you back, or you can be a slave of it. You have to study your own life, how unconscious you are behaving in different ways. People are used to go to sleep with sounds of traffic. Most people live in the cities. People are arguing next door. Just think about how much better you sleep if you hear the river, the wind through the trees, the smells of fresh rain in the pine trees, in the grass, instead of the smog. Many places on the planet now, they can't even send the children to school sometimes. It's so much pollution. And we have created ourselves. So what is normal is this intelligence. And if you are not aware, you also will do the same. Because you don't reflect on things. You are not responsible for your own life. You are not responsible for your own intelligence. So the senses can bring you back or they can lead you away. And I wanted you to have an insight into it because you use them every day. So it can always bring you back into the moment. No, people, they are afraid to look at each other, to look into the eyes. It's very disturbing in the society because nobody knows who they are. At the most 1-2 seconds, then you have to look away. It's uncomfortable because nobody is home. It's just the shell, just the mask. So everything has to be relearned, how to be natural. It's a very funny situation. That's why I call it hidden harmony, because the harmony is there, but it's hidden underneath your so-called habits and conditionings. Then there is fear. When you come to a new place, maybe you come here for the first time, then how to behave, how to be? Can't you just be yourself? That's all what I'm working on, for you to just accept yourself as you are, be as you are. But you don't know, so then you are uneasy, maybe fear, how to behave, what to do, do I do something wrong? All that has to be cleaned out of your system if you're going to be able to find yourself, to find peace. You are so used to listening to others and being a slave of the society. To study others, to look at others instead of looking at yourself. And it's very difficult. Where do you learn that in this society? To look at yourself. It's much more interesting to look at others. Then you don't need to look at yourself. And touch also, you can be very afraid of. Ordinary people are afraid of all the senses because they bring up feelings that they are not in contact with. We used to live very, very shallow on the surface. And touching is not much allowed. Because unconsciously you were repressed sexual in the society. You are not natural. So if something happens, maybe you get sexual. The first thing is you have to look at all these different sides of yourself that you don't know that you're afraid of. Many people, when they come here, they are amazed. How come people hug so much and they smile so much? Because now they start becoming natural, they start relaxing. They have gone through that fear and that sexual instinct that first comes. The animal instinct. Of course, a lot of people still are having it. Woof, woof, woof. That you will see also, maybe in the group, if that opportunity comes, what comes up in your own mind. But then when you have gone through it, then, so good, that you can be close, you can hug without that wanting, that sexuality. And then some people go to the other place, they're like, how to separate? They just have a hug. My God. So that is also a different state. Be in balance. First you're totally afraid, and then at last you can hug, and then it's like hug. Then you see people, there's a hug. Be natural. But it takes time. Sometimes you have to go from that side of the pendulum to that side before it finds the balance. But one thing is for sure, that it's only you who can find that balance. It's only you who can be natural. Nobody can do it for you. And you cannot find it by looking at others, by thinking. You have to live. You have to be involved. You have to have your own experience. Welcome to Satsang. All the old people and the new people. Very good. There was a great saint in India called Kabir. He said, I talk to my inner heart and I say, why such a rush? We sense that there is some sort of spirit that loves everything, the birds, the animals, the ants. Perhaps this is the same spirit that one who gave that radiance to you in your mother's womb. Is it logical you would be walking around entirely orphaned now? The truth is, you turned yourself away and decided to go into the dark alone. Now you are tangled up in others, in a fine mess, and you have forgotten what you once knew. And that is why everything you do has some weird failure in it. This is the situation with everybody. He say, I talk to my inner self, to my heart, to my inner lover, and I say, why? Why is there such a rush? He was an enlightened being. If you're enlightened, then you can see this game. You watch your mind. You have a distance. If you are involved with your mind, with your ego, you cannot observe. You are entangled, you are identified, you are lost. He said, I talk to my inner heart and I say, why such a rush? That is the habit, always rushing. You have to ask yourself, for what? Where am I going? what am I doing? What's the hurry? What am I doing with my life? Am I true to myself? This is the question you have to ask. Does this feel right for my heart? Not from my head. What society wants from me. What kind of ideas I have, but from deep inside. What am I doing? We sense that there is some sort of spirit that loves birds, animals, and even the ants. Perhaps this is the same spirit who gave you radiance. Have you forgotten? You are part of everything. That same spirit that is in the animals, that is in the trees, that is in everything, that is in you. They say it's the humans are the crown of God's creation. Then what went wrong? The way we are behaving with each other and the planet? Something must have been gone wrong. We have forgotten. We have forgotten that spirit that lives in us. That changed everything when you remember that. Remembering who you are, everything changed. Not who you think you are, but who you are. Perhaps the same one who gave radiance to you in your mother's womb, you didn't do anything. It's always been there. It will always be there. What's the rush? What's the fear? What's the worry? It's been given to everybody. Is it logical now that you would be walking around entirely orphaned? Think about it. Would that be logical? You came from the source. You came from spirit. And now you are totally orphaned, totally lost, without a home, worrying, fearful, tense, worrying about the future. Does it make any sense? No. Not if you remember. The truth is, you turned away yourself and decided to go into the dark alone. Now you are tangled up in others and you have forgotten what you once knew. Tangled up in others. And look at your life, who you are tangled up with. Who can give you the clarity? If you want to be free, you have to find somebody who knows about freedom. How can you find the way out of prison if you only are together with people who are in prison? Impossible. You have to find somebody on the outside That's what the Kabir is. That is what the Master is. That is what the Guru is. Somebody who is free. The seeker is one who is longing for freedom. And where do you find freedom? If you're only tangled up, entangled with others, being confused with other people who doesn't know. That is the first courage, to find somebody who knows, who has a key to get out. Most people are not interested to find out because it's totally normal to be lost, to be asleep, to be a slave of the society. A natural human being is just a natural human being. He doesn't belong to any country, any religion, any society, any culture. He's just a human being. He will fit in anywhere. I've been all over this planet. Whenever I meet a natural human being, instant connection, combined with a smile. If you are lost in your identity, then it's very difficult because it comes from your head. And every culture, every country has their own habits, their own conditioning. Every society is training their people in different ways. What is right, what is wrong, what is normal, what is not normal, what you should do, what you should not do. What people will think about you if you do that. It takes great intelligence and courage to get out of it, to just become a human being. And that's what you are. The truth is, you turned away yourself and decided to go into the dark alone. Now you are tangled up in others and have forgotten what you once knew. And that is why everything you do has some weird failure in it. And everything will be a failure. Because you are not in tune with the whole, with the inner harmony. You cannot win against the whole. You are part of the whole. The only way is to become one with the whole. And to become one with the whole, you have to let go of your own ideas of who you are. That is separate. That separateness is what we call the ego. The identification with some kind of person, some thoughts, some conditioning, some ideas that you have. All that has to go. When you are open, you are in tune. But to be open, you have to let go of the mind that keeps you separate. So, then again, coming back to the senses. The senses can bring you this. But ordinary, the senses are not harmonious. Because you haven't explored yourself. You have many blocks, many ideas, many fears. Many fantasies. So before you become in harmony, the senses cannot be natural. when you become natural, everything functions naturally. Then maybe you can explore this sixth sense. That you have to discover yourself. You can go through whole human, go through the whole life, they never touch the sixth sense. Because only when you are natural, when these five ordinary senses is in balance, is natural. Without any impurities, without any ideas. You're just functioning harmonious as a human being. Then you can discover this sixth sense. Coming in touch with your sixth sense, which is an inner sense, that is totally hidden in most people. Then nobody can fool you anymore, because then you see, you feel, you sense, you know what is right. There can never be any confusion, because you know. You are in touch with your own inner self, which is what Kabir says. Perhaps it's the same one who gave radiance to you. That is the inner sense. When you remember who gave radiance to you, your own self, your connection with the whole, with the, your divine nature, then everything of the outer senses functioning in harmony. But that each one has to discover. It's a self-discovery, which very, very few people come to. Because in your unconsciousness, the senses take you further away from yourself. Only out of meditation awareness can you start using the senses to come back. You will see, if you are here now for some weeks, and then you find yourself back in Paris or London or Oslo or New York or wherever, the different sounds is almost like a shock. But somebody who lives in the city all the time, it doesn't know. And the same with the food. And if you fast for just some days, so you start getting clean, how much better the food tastes. And then you will also sense what is good for you and not. That is impossible if you're used to just eating junk. Humans are they become very used to living in different situations. Doesn't matter where it is. It's almost like cockroaches. They can fit into everywhere. They say only humans and cockroaches can survive like. But out of just a little, I think the humans will have much more consciousness than the cockroach. So please use it to look at yourself. What am I doing? Where am I living? Who am I with? What am I doing with my life? This is intelligence questions. Because there's much more to life. You don't need to go through the whole life just like a cockroach. You can rise. Kalam, how's it going? Good? What do you have to say?
I love you.
Abdul. Tranquilo. Abi.
I'm here, beloved. Again and again and again.
Chitty? Everything good? Why not? Rishi, how is it going? What? Any questions now? You're just starting and then everybody like, like that. I don't have anything. I'm many things like, what I'm going to talk about? I don't know. It's nothing here. I'm totally... Then you have to help me, otherwise we just sit around. I see some minds that is still working. Even if you, there's coming little smoke out. So, use the opportunity, so maybe I can clear your doubts or questions or whatever you might have. Beloved Master, I'm in shock over all the blessings and gifts that you are showing. How can I receive all this? Am I big enough? I want to expand until my borders disappear. Grateful, graceful Lena. No, you are not big enough, but I'm making you bigger enough. That is my work. To expand you out of your own limits, your borders, so you become limitless, no limits. I am in the shock of all the blessings and gifts you are showing. You have to have shocks in one way or the other, because only shocks are waking you up. Good shocks, bad shocks. Bad shocks, you are so good to give to yourself, so that I don't need to be involved in. I only give good shocks. That is my speciality. But this is shocking. To have so much goodness. Because you're not used to that. But that is what the heart needs. All the blessings and gifts you are showing. How can I receive all this? Am I big enough? Yes. Become vast. And it will be shocks till you need to have shocks. One day is no shocks. When everything is totally open. When you are no more identified to your small self. Everything is just open, vast. And that's what I'm working on. When if you ask, am I big enough, then you are not big enough. You are big enough when the I disappear. Then who gets shocks or no shocks? I have to give shocks, most probably. You have to have so many things till nothing is stirred anymore. But that's what I mean with the hidden harmony. Everything is just in tune. You are at peace, in harmony with the whole. What can be shocking or no shocking then? You're just in harmony. But of course it is shocking and special in the beginning because you are used to being so tight, such a little idea about yourself, very, very narrow. And then the truth is atomic. So you have to expand. It's the only way. It's only expansion, disappearing, getting vaster, reclaiming your own consciousness, or escape. Both is good. Just don't sit in the middle. When you sit here and protect your tightness and think, that is the worst. Because then becomes friction inside. If you want something, then everything is possible. Because all the potential is in you. It's just like Kabir said, you have forgotten. Then I remind you. Then you are happy. Just forget the past. Forget your old self. Start new today. That takes intelligence, courage. Start living now with the new awareness. Don't carry your past. Then you will be vast. But any shock is good because it wakes up now. Shock is good. So just only in the beginning then, it's shocking to get shock. Then after a while then you say, this was good. Because you grow, you have to expand now. You wake up. And nothing is better than to wake up after a long sleep. God, have you been sleeping? For lifetimes you've been sleeping. So it's shocking to wake up. Whoa, can I also wake up? Yes, you can. No matter how long the darkness has been there, when the light comes, darkness is gone. It's like that. No, the sun comes. Yo, bro. Babaji, I just have to share with you how grateful I am and how much gratefulness I feel for living here in this silent, blessed valley, feeling your presence so close and real in every moment, being embraced by this amazing family, feeling that every one of us are growing in your love, burning in your love. Here I feel your never-ending support that helps me to take every experience as a chance to look at myself and to go deeper, to appreciate the beauty and the simplicity of this life. Thank you for being here with us and for us, beloved. I love, 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 love you, Swati. Love makes the whole difference. Because in these valleys, people move out of them. That's how it is. But you found paradise. And how could that happen? It's because of love. It is because of friendship, intimacy, peace. This is your value. You found it. Many people are still moving. They're moving to the city. I've been in the most beautiful places, high in the Himalayas, like, oh my God, if I could only die here. It would be so far out, just on my top there. Pwah. Perfect place to die. And the perfect day. Pwah. And then you meet people, why are you here? We want to go to your country, we want to go to New York, we want to go to Bombay even. Anywhere but here. They don't have the eyes anymore to see the beauty. And that's how humans are. You get used to things. You're not alert, you are not fresh of what you have. It takes awareness to see. And also, when you find what you are looking for, then you are very, very happy. Otherwise, people always, wherever you are, you're always looking for something. The grass is greener on the other side. Every country said the grass is greener on the other side. No, it's not. No place is greener than here. And if you don't accept it, go to the other side. Fine. I feel your never-ending support that helps me to take every experience as a chance to look at myself. Yes. No, it's a, life takes a totally different side because every day, every moment, with that support, you can look at yourself and learn things. Otherwise, people are just looking at others. That's how society is. That's what I was just talking about. You're always looking at the other, what they think. Here, you look at yourself. You transform yourself. But to do that, you have to be involved. You have to jump in. You cannot sit by the side of the river and wonder, is it nice to go in or is it not nice? Go in, you find out. It's the only way. But people just thinking, they want to figure out everything with the thinking, being safe. Is that good? Study yourself, forget the other. Only then transformation can happen. And to go deeper. And the deeper you go, the more peace. The more shallow you are, the more confused. The deeper you go, the more peace. The more love. The more beauty. You are lucky, Surat, because you are true to it. Your heart, your soul was longing for that. Now it's happy now. To appreciate the beauty and simplicity of this life. Yes, life is so simple. So easy. But to find that, you have to be simple, you have to be easy. Easy is right. No doubt about it. But if you are not easy, how can it be easy? Impossible. So be difficult as much as possible. Make it really difficult for yourself. Have a hard time. Do yourself all stupid things, get in impossible, ridiculous, stupid situations again and 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 again. And then maybe one day you realize, no, it's enough and it's enough. No, I want to have a more open, free, easy life. But then you have to become more conscious. It's impossible to have an easy, comfortable, peaceful life if you are not conscious, if you are not aware. And the way is to study yourself, to go deeper. And when you have tasted that, then the deeper you go, the more peace, the more beauty, the more understanding. Because it's not about thinking or choosing about anything, is about understanding. When you understand, when you have touched something in yourself, then you know what is right, because you have felt it with your whole being. It doesn't matter whatever people say, you know. Then you are free of the other. It doesn't matter what other people, what opinions they have. In the normal society, everybody is a slave of other people's opinions and the opinions about you. That's why so few people have the courage, the intelligence to break free, to become themselves, because you are a slave of the other. That's how society is built up. Thank you. the sign of the dumb, only the dumb understands. Likewise, the joy of the sage, only a sage knows. Meditate on it.
What he meant when he said, beloved friend, until I met you. Now I know why the Sufis were, it's awfully hard to rest with all this love and fire inside my chest. And I never understood that Last Supper. I did not know what to think when Jesus said, my body is this bread and my blood this drink. Had he merged with all of creation or found some fountain of youth? Now I see what I thought was alchemy. Just the literal truth. And you don't need to be a Christian mystic or be born under a lucky star. You only need to be still and ask who you are. Be still and know who you are. Don't need to read Lao Tzu. Just look around, this is the sound. Do you hear it too? One hand clapping, one heart singing, one being being me and you. Only one the heart of this mystery. You only need to be willing to stop and see what is still and free. Study scripture or travel far. You only need to be still and ask who you are. Be willing to know who you are.
Confusing, Anna.
Thank you. To God.